This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
Due to a recent power outage in Houston, Texas, taking down freezers carrying over 8,000 COVID vaccines, health officials had to think fast on who they could administer the doses to before they thaw.
Yeah, because they have to be highly refrigerated. As cold as it is, they couldn't just stuck them in the snow. Like, that's the irony. It's so cold, like things are freezing in midair, but still not cold enough for the vaccine.
Right. Very true. Some of those doses made it to local hospitals, while others were offered to Rice University students. And when word got around campus that the vaccine was being given out, it turned into a scene from a horror movie, as two students describe.
As we started to run, we weren't really that many people around us. And then as we got closer, people started streaming out of the woodworks. And then it was like an absolute mad dash toward the end. There was just tons of people running across fields and stuff.
It was sort of like those post-apocalyptic movies where you have to see like people in the streets just running. And then people are like, where are they running? And then they look up and like, oh no, it was like that, but we were all running for it.
Okay, you're a little dramatic, sir. We were all running through the snow. It looked like children playing in the snow, basically. I guess it's just your frame of reference. And so, yeah, they're all running towards needles. That's the amazing thing.
I didn't think about it that way, but yeah. You are right. Yeah. But I'm so glad that they could be used instead of wasted. You know, that's so important.
And the crazy thing about it is, too, like, say you get out of order, like, because it's right now it's supposed to go to first responders and then elderly, blah, 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 and it trickles down. But once you get the first dose, you have to get the second dose. And I believe that if you've gotten the first dose even out of your order because of some extenuating circumstances, they have to still give you the second dose.
Oh.
So once you get the first one, you're good to go. Like, you're going to get your second one. So there you go. That is a little bit of craziness coming out of some of this cold weather that we're all experiencing right now. Thank you, Lady Rock.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
This is the Wally Show, and we are going to do a little Wally's College of Freezing Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Lady Rock is a former student, now a graduate, an alum. I teach there as well. And so normally we have very difficult classes that we take on at Colorado Christian University to better ourselves. But this is more for fun here, okay? It's Wally's College of Freezing Knowledge, because I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but it's cold in most places around the country. Even places that shouldn't be cold, it's cold, you know?
It's so cold. And I even heard today that the U.S. has colder temperatures than Alaska. How crazy is that?
And I even heard today that Alaska is in the U.S.
No, you know what I mean?
The lower 40. You know what I mean? The lower 48. We'll go with that, yes.
Oh, CCU doesn't want me anymore.
No, I don't know that they did. So yeah, it's freezing a lot of places. So I've got some questions, and we'll play a game with you. You can win a prize. I've got some questions all about cold-related things, okay? And if you can get more questions right than Betty, you will win a prize. Now, she is... I was going to say she's really smart and she's the curve buster. She kind of busted that. But basically, if she gets lucky and gets one right, then she is going to steal your point. Okay, so you've got to watch out for her because, you know, sometimes she surprises you and it will sneak up on you.
I'm not even going to fight you on this. Yeah. I'm going to get lucky.
Yeah, you just have to take the hit today after that.
Yeah.
All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. I know it's early. I know it's cold. But if you want to play a game with us, we'd love to have you. 855-33-WAY-FM. So our number's still working. We're still here working, even though a lot of the country is going to be shut down today. We'd love to have you on. 855-33-WAY-FM.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show. John, how are you today?
Doing well. Yourself?
Good. Now, are you headed to work or are you off today because of all the bad weather?
I just dropped my daughter off at school, and I'll be heading to work in about 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you live?
North Charleston, South Carolina.
Wow. Okay, because we're socked in with snow here, so it's crazy you guys still have school. Everything's kind of shut down. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play Wally's College of Freezing Cold Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. I'm going to give you some questions, and if you get more right than Betty Rock, you will win a prize. Now, Betty Rock is our curve buster, and you've probably heard today her brain is on fire, not affected by the cold whatsoever. And so if she gets a question right, it steals your point, even if you have gotten it right. So here we go. Question number one. How tall is the world's tallest snowman? Is it 96 feet, 124 feet, or 201 feet? Let's let Betty get her answer down. 96, 124, 201. John, what do you think?
124.
John, 124. Lady Rock, what did you say?
I said 96. I can't see it getting any higher than that.
I know, but sometimes you have snow drifts alone that are 30 feet high, you know? So,
oh.
Yeah,
oh.
John actually coming in, 124 points, that's right! Yeah, it's actually in Austria, believe it or not, and it's the Guinness Book of World Records. It's called the Risi, which translates roughly as giant in English. I just know a lot of stuff. I didn't have to look any of that up.
Sure.
Well, you're up 1-0, so that's good. John, we got two more questions, and we're going to find out if you can hold on and win this thing here with Wally's College of Freezing Cold Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. So here we go. Question number two. What is unique about Mount Mauna Kea? What is unique about Mount Mauna Kea? It's actually 3 feet taller than Mount Everest. It's never been climbed, or it's in Hawaii. Betty Rock mm-hmm. is thinking. Betty Rock, are
I
you
got
in?
It.
Okay, you're in.
Yes.
What do you say, John?
It's never been climbed.
You know what they say? Why'd you climb that mountain? Because it was there. Betty Rock, what did you say?
To me, it sounds like a Hawaiian name, Mount Mauna Kea, or yep. whatever you said.
Yep.
So I'm going with Hawaii.
Betty Rock, you are right.
Oh,
and it's actually snow covered. Like, you can ski that mountain on the big island of Hawaii. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, yes. I didn't even know that was possible.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Which of these is the scientific term that means fear of snow? Is it chionophobia, hypothermophobia, or Elsaphobia? That's what Hans had. Betty Rock, you got your guess down?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, she doesn't sound confident. What do you say, John?
I'm going to go with gianophobia.
Okay. Betty Rock?
I went with hypothermophobia.
Okay, good. Can you spell that for me?
I cannot. But hypothermia yes. is something that has to do with people getting cold.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Well, it's
right.
not Elsaphobia, because that is the fear of Frozen, the movie. it is not hypothermophobia, because I make things up just to confuse Betty Rock. It is chionophobia, derived from the Greek word chion, meaning snow. So there you go, John. You're the big winner today on Wally's College of Freezing Cold Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University.
Woohoo!
And now for some good news.
Yeah.
YFM, this is The Wally Show, and Good News Giddy Up is designed to maybe make you feel a little bit better about life, because if you watch the news for any length of time, it can be a little heavy, and so we got a couple rapid-fire stories coming at you now. Good News Giddy Up, Gavin, go.
An 8-year-old in Washington State, he made a bunch of keychains, then he ended up selling them for $5 each, made himself $4,000,
oh,
and
wow.
instead of spending that money on himself or something he wanted, he actually used that money to pay off the lunch debt at his school and six other schools.
What in the world? That's amazing. See, again, man, like $4,000 to a kid is like $1 million. Like, that is insane that this kid did that. That's awesome. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
A new survey found most of us think that in general, people have become kinder during the pandemic.
Oh, that's nice.
And one in three say random acts of kindness are contagious.
Well, there
I would
you
agree
go.
With that.
Some goodness
yeah.
coming out of all of this mess. I like that. And some optimism and hope. And then there's this one. You know, there's a fear I've always had, like, of donating a kidney. A, I wouldn't do that to someone because I have, like, a geode for a kidney with kidney stones. But then I'm like, well, what happens if it doesn't work? Well, that didn't stop this guy in Phoenix. He's been on dialysis to get a new kidney 23 years after he gave someone else his kidney.
Whoa.
So, like, yeah, so, like, he did the right thing, and he gave somebody a kidney all those years ago, and now he is there waiting for a kidney for himself. So hopefully that's going to work out for him, because he, you know, did the right thing.
You're going to step up, right?
I can't.
You're gonna do it?
Mine has so many stones in it. Like, it's no one wants this kidney. Trust me. It's the worst thing in the world, and that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up. Wait, fam, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, Ed, this is Doug Williams. I just heard Wally say there's a guy that's been on dialysis for 23 years.
Yeah, there's this guy who's on dialysis now because he gave away a kidney 23 years ago, but I messed up the good news part of that good news giddy-up story is that he got his kidney, so it's totally good and totally great. So the good news is if you were calling there to give him a kidney, you're off the hook.
What I was going to say, my wife got one through matchingdonors.com. There are people on a waiting list to donate kidneys and livers. I mean, it is a free program. We went through this. Your insurance will pay for it all, transportation and everything for these people.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I love that, man. That's so great. And so your wife's doing okay?
Oh, yeah. She had a kidney transplant 12 years ago. She and the donor now are best friends. They're like sisters. So it is a fantastic program.
Well, there you go, man. I appreciate the info. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
We all know that 2020 was, in a word, dumpster fire, and I don't know if that's dumpster hyphen fire or just dumpster fire, but it was rough. And, you know, the pandemic, shelter-in-place orders, working from home, virtual school with the kids, it was difficult, and all these things can enter a lot more stress into your life.
That's why the need has never been greater for licensed mental health counselors. And this is what's so great. Colorado Christian University is now offering master's degree programs equipping people to become licensed mental health counselors. In fact, you can even specialize in either marriage and family therapy or helping people that are struggling with addictions and substance abuse.
And don't forget, at Colorado Christian University, you can also cultivate your mind without compromising your heart while earning that degree from an accredited university that aligns with your values.
Just go to ccu.edu to learn more about the new master's degree programs that equip you to become a licensed mental health counselor. That's ccu.edu.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
So it is really cold across the country, and it's different temperatures, obviously, for different people. I am experiencing a cold I'm not used to, honestly. I think my insides are freezing as we speak.
Along with your heart.
Yes. I mean, that part was already cold, but wow. So I came across this thing. It's so cold that, okay? It's so cold. I know it sounds like a stand-up routine. It's so cold. How cold is it? It's so cold that. But these are actually real facts here. It's so cold that in places like Dallas, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Kansas, Austin, they've seen their coldest temperatures since the 80s. Like over
wow.
20 years ago, like since the 80s, or actually more than that.
That's
like,
insane.
Isn't that wild? And so it's so cold that 154 million people are in a storm watch. Like across the U.S.
It.
Yeah.
Including us.
Oh, yeah. We're in it here. Like, Betty Rock might sound a little different today because she's in her bedroom doing the show. Gavin's in his living room. And I'm here because I came in. I was able to get in yesterday and I stayed at a hotel so that I could drive right around the corner today to come in and do the show. It's crazy how cold it is. But this one is the mind-blowing one to me. It's so cold that hockey pucks kept shattering during a game in Canada.
No. If hockey pucks are shattering,
yeah.
Think about what it's doing to the human body. Those people that are out there, I can't even imagine. It could shatter a bone.
Yeah,
one wrong move and they're done.
As low as minus 40 and they were doing it for a charity hockey game.
No.
I mean, even when your hand is just a little cold and you bump it, it hurts like nobody's business.
Yes.
Can you imagine hockey puck shattering cold? Like, that's a whole nother layer of cold.
No.
I've also...
Even help with helping others, it's not worth it. Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and if you have not noticed, maybe you're home and it's really cold, or maybe you're on your way to work and it's really cold, fighting the streets in, but it is wicked cold across most of the country. The Arctic blast is coming down and shutting down a lot of places. I know where we live, it is barren on the roads. Like, you see one other car. I passed a snowplow the other day, which was, like, not the smartest thing, because you're like, wait... Now the road in front of him's unplowed. You know, I should have just sat back in the cut and just ridden a little slower that day. But, man, it is cold. So we were thinking this would be kind of fun to do. We do this every once in a while. We come up with playlists. that you could have on your day. And today, especially being so cold, what would be a good warm song playlist for today, since it is like freezing outside, okay? And so that's what we're thinking about. And so I came up with a couple myself. This one I definitely thought of right off the bat. The heat is on.
Oh, the heat yes.
Is on. Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On. That seems to make sense, right?
Oh, yeah. It makes me feel cool, but in a warm way.
Okay, I don't even know how that's possible, but man, that's great. I think you meant cool, like I'm just cool because I like Glenn Frey. Yeah, and so that's the thing. So what is the perfect song to add to our Arctic Blast playlist? Okay, something to keep you warm. They always say when it's really cold, like be thinking about Hawaii or these warm places, and it will warm you up. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to warm you up with our Arctic Blast playlist today. So what do you got? What do you think we should add to the list? 855-33-WAY-FM. Guess what? The phone still works, so that's good. Everything didn't freeze. The phone lines are still working, so we're pretty happy about that. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to add a really great song to warm people up for our Arctic playlist, we will take it now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what would you add to the list?
What about Fire? I think it's by Diana Ross, maybe?
Fire by Diana Ross. I remember Heat Wave by Martha and the Vandellas.
Like it's on fire. I can't sing, so I'm not going
to
sing it.
Boy, that's kind of disappointing. you made me think of one, though. Fire to the Rain by Adele.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
But we will look up that other song because I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, look at that one. And originally I thought about Hot Legs by Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I don't know that we can add that one to the list. Are you driving to work by any chance?
I am.
Oh, wow. How are the roads? Because I know in some places it's just impassable.
I'm in the south, so it's just cold. No snow.
Okay, good. So now what we're doing is we're adding to the list here songs that would be great for our Arctic Blast playlist. Songs that would make us maybe a little bit warmer. What would you put on this list?
Hot Child in the City.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on this. I'm thinking of Hot in the City by Billy Idol. Rock, do you have this one?
Yeah, it's by Nick Gilder. It's called Hot Child in the City.
Oh, I do remember this. I think it's in the 80s. Hot Child. I'm sure that there are no millennials or Gen Zs who remember that song, but if you're Gen X, you're like, oh, thank you. That takes me back. So, Deborah, thank you. We're going to add it to our Arctic Blast playlist. Nicely done.
All right.
Joshua, what would you add to this?
Too Cold by Trip Lee.
I don't know that song. I know Trip Lee, but I don't know that song.
He released that song a little bit ago, and it is the perfect weather for a time like this. I live in Missouri right now, and it is -10 outside, and I have nothing else to listen to but that song, honestly.
There was a guy earlier before you that called, and he's like, hey, I would appreciate if you'd send some of this cold weather down our way. I'm in shorts and a tank top in Florida, and I'm like, and sir, I don't like you.
I don't like you either.
All right, Gavin found it, so here you go. We're adding it to the list. Too Cold, Trip Lee.
I'm about to watch my breath. So cold, ain't got no threat. Stand firm, unfold. Across my chest, so cold, won't suck. Winter time, on schedule, way low, got our own level. So cold, need a cold metal. Leveled up the bad 10.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And you may not know this, but Way FM stays on the air even during bad weather and things like that because of people like you. We exist because people like you choose to support the ministry of Way FM just like you would subscribing to Netflix or whatever. There are people that do monthly gifts, people that do single gifts. And you enable, the hope and the encouragement and the uplifting music and stuff to happen 24/7. And we really appreciate you listening. But there's a group of people that go a little bit deeper with us. us and say, hey, I want to support the ministry financially. And that's when we do our support drives. We have one coming up next week. It's only 5 days, and it's like a sprint to the finish to raise the funds necessary. But here's what's really cool. Somebody to get us started off on the right foot said that, hey, I'll do a $25,000 match for match, dollar for dollar. So every dollar that comes in between now and Sunday, up to $25,000, they're going to match. So if you gave a $1,000 gift, it would become $2,000. If you gave a $500 gift, it would become $1,000. So your gift, even if it's a monthly gift of, say, $30 a month, would become $60 a month. So if you love the ministry of Way FM and you've been wanting to get involved, maybe consider jumping in even before Support Drive kicks off on Monday, because you could be part of unlocking this $25,000 match and making a huge difference for your Way FM right out of the gate. And it couldn't be easier, right, Lady Rock?
All you got to do is go to wayfm.com. You can also give safely and securely at 800-455-1929. Keep in mind, this is only happening through Sunday. So now is the time to give. That's wayfm.com.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
So Gavin is going to handle a little bit of the duties here. But before I get to that, Gavin is at home. Betty Rock is at home because of the weather. And I feel like I'm about to play a video game with Gavin right now. he's got like a headset mic on. Do you play a lot of video games with that mic?
Yeah, I play a lot of Fortnite with my friends online. And yeah, I know it looks bulky. I know it looks nerdy, yeah. But it's all I had here at home.
No, it's working great. You and the 12-year-olds playing Fortnite. This is great. what do you got, Gavin?
Okay, I'm sure, like me, a lot of people are kind of annoyed or having to deal with the snow and all the ice that's on the roads. And there was this one guy who was so upset with his road not being cleared by the snowplows that he took things into his own hands, and not in a smart way, I'll add. So he called the cops, confessed to a crime, told them that they would need to bring a snowplow to get into his house. So they come to his house. They did not bring a snowplow. They were able to just get into his house. And it looks like it actually turns out that his road had been plowed earlier that day, and he just didn't think it was done well enough.
So did they arrest him, like, for filing a false report?
They did not arrest him, but they are going to fine him.
How does he not get arrested for that? That's crazy.
I don't know.
Town. So he risked, like, everybody's life to go out in the bad weather so that he could get his road plowed, and he confessed to a fake crime, and he just gets a fine?
Yep, and I didn't even know if he got to work that day or not.
That is not a great lesson to teach the kids today. Because
no.
I'm like, it's just a fine, that's it? Because I took me a long time to get to work. So that is insanity, man. Oh. Those are the people that you, like, the people that, like, think they're going to be late for a flight, so they call in a bomb threat. You're like, no,
oh,
you
no.
Just shut down everything, and you're not going to even make your flight at all. And so I can't, I'm just dumbfounded by that, dude. All right, Gavin, thank you so much, sir. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're doing a little thing called Snap Judgment. In this case, cold Snap Judgment, because it is freezing across the country. But we're here, and we're still doing this thing. And, you know, what we do is we take two songs, and we put them up for your consideration. And we only give you a little bit. We call it a snap. You'll just get a little hint of it. And you have to decide which of the two songs you would like to hear a little bit more of. You know, which one speaks to you in just a short amount of time. And so, Betty Rock, you have this prepared for us today. What is song number one called for Snap Judgment?
So the first one is called Help Is On The Way, which is definitely maybe something a lot of people would like to hear if they're snowed in.
Yes.
They need to hear Help Is On The Way.
You're stuck on the side of the road. This would be a great song. All right,
yes.
So here is the snap. Okay, now we normally don't tell you
wow.
who these are by, so it doesn't, like, kind of influence you, but I think I know who that's by, and besides that, I absolutely love that, because it sounds so different, and I would love to, like, do everything I do like that. I'd like a Big Mac, please. Yes, a Big Mac and fries.
Sound like a robot.
I know, but I loved it. It was like, give me a Big Mac, please. That was so good. I love that. I'm 100% in. Gavin, where are you at?
Was I crazy? Did I hear snapping in that song?
Oh, I think
you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're snapping, and because we're doing Snap Judgment, I think that has to be in.
Okay.
I'm 100% in.
Lady Rock, where are you at?
I'm 110% in, because I feel like it's going to go somewhere.
Yes.
I feel like this is just the low-key side, but I think it's going to get hyped up.
You surprised me. I thought the kids say that. Yeah, I thought you were going to jump out on that 110% out. We're all in on that song. So that is song number one of Snap Judgment. We have one more song to go. We'll play that like in 10 minutes, and then you get to decide which of those two songs you hear a little bit more of here on The Wally Show with Snap Judgment. We are down to song number two, Lady Rock, which is...
Undeniable. That's what it's called. It's called Undeniable.
I like that. Just simple. I like one-word titles. I've always liked that. I hope I like the song as much. Here we go. Undeniable.
Undeniable. Undeniable. Indisputable. Irrefutable. This is what I know in my bones. It's clear to me. You're here with me. Got you. Are undeniable.
All right, there you go. Undeniable. Let's go around the room here. Gavin, we'll start with you.
I liked the end of that. Like, I liked the flow of the last few sentences, but I didn't like the chorus where you're just shouting words that end with a bull.
Right.
So I'm gonna be out.
Yeah. How did edible not end up in there? Like, I'm hungry right now. I have actually a very similar thing. Like, when it went to the very end part of that, I'm like, oh, I like that. But I have to be out on the vast majority of that as well. But I applaud the fact that it's different. Like, I hate when things get derivative and everything starts to sound the same. So I do really applaud the going a different direction with it. Lady Rock, I'm real curious where you land.
If I had to choose between the two, I'd be out on this one.
You'd be out on this one. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not terrible, but I'm with y'all. Like, why are there so many a-bull words? I don't know. Yeah.
I think they're going to use that for their marketing for that song. A Betty Rock quote, it's not terrible.
Hey, it works.
I know. All right. So these are the two songs. Song number one that you have to choose from. Song number two.
Undeniable, undeniable, indisputable.
For some reason, that one makes me feel like I should be dancing on a cruise ship. I'm not sure why. And I mean that in the best possible way, because I love cruises. So you get to decide right now which of those two songs you want to hear more of for Snap Judgment. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. Even when inclement weather strikes, we are here. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way. Undeniable, undeniable, indisputable, irrefutable.
Hey, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Michael.
Michael, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. Are you the only one who's able to answer phones today?
Yeah, because Gavin and Betty are both working from home.
Everyone else is snowed in. Oh, you got the shaft. That's okay.
I did, actually. Yes. Well, Michael, it's Snap Judgment, and you have a very big decision to make here. You have to tell us whether you want to hear more of song number one or song number two. You've heard them both. Where are you going to go?
I think I'm going with song number one. I agree with you guys with the too many bold words, but I really like the cadence of the end of the snap that on the second song.
Sure.
But song number one sounds a lot... like, at least the first time I heard it, it sounded a lot like Toby Mac, and you could never go wrong with Toby.
That's interesting, because I thought it was for King and Country. I would have bet, like, a week's pay that it was for King and Country, and Betty Rock tells me that I am wrong. It is not for King and Country. Lady Rock, who is it?
It actually is Toby Mac. Yeah, you're right, Michael.
Oh, nice.
Look at you. You got a great ear. Now, the song you passed on was Undeniable. Who was that by, Rock?
That one's by Josh Wilson.
That's what I thought. He's the one doing the Revolutionary song, which I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did sound like him.
Well, dude, I appreciate your help today for Snap Judgment, and you have declared that we are going to play song number one. All I need you to do now is just introduce it for me.
All right. Up next is Help Is On The Way by Toby Mac on the Way FM.
You crushed that, Michael. We should let you come in here next time and do this, and I'll stay home.
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed, lived enough life to save.
I heard your heart, I see your pain, out in the dark, out in the rain. Feel so alone, feel so afraid. I heard you pray in Jesus' name. It may be me.
Monday School is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
Now, I realize that it is not Monday, that it is actually Tuesday. We are doing Monday School today versus yesterday. But I still went to church still wanted to share this with you. We go to the same church, do we not, Lady Rock?
We do. We actually go to the same church, and I hate to admit it because that is by admitting that Wally was the one that introduced me to the church that I'm going to. And obviously, if they take Wally, then they take anyone.
That's very true.
He is the example.
Yeah. So we're talking about how, like, just like in any sport, you have a goal and you're working towards that goal, but people are opposing you. You have an opponent that's trying to prevent you from winning. And so we have an opponent in our spiritual life as well. Like, the devil wants nothing more than to defeat us by taking us out of the game. And if he can distract us with infighting and judgment, then he wins. If he can get us to focus on things other than God, then he wins. If he can get us to love sin more than we love God, he wins. And so the Bible says, you know, not to only be aware of this, but to protect yourself against these attacks by putting on the whole armor of God. And I was surprised when Pastor was like, okay, now it starts with one of the most important items in a soldier's uniform is the belt. I've always thought that was more of an accessory. But apparently, it's a necessity. If you look at a Roman soldier's armor, their belt was the basis of the armor. It was the first thing that went on that held everything together. It carried their weapon. And so Paul is making this analogy, and he's saying, you know, like, put on the belt of truth, because God's truth is what holds us together. And in this day and age where everyone is living their own truth, in quotes, it's so important to make sure that the truth we base our lives on is God's truth and not our own self-absorbed, skewed pseudo-truth sometimes. And so that's why they're saying put on that belt of truth and know scripture and know God's truth, because it's really easy to, you know, sometimes substitute the truth that other people are putting into your brains, the fake truth, or the truth that you have accepted for yourself. And so when you're ever not sure, go back to the Bible and be reminded of what God's truth is, because again, that belt of truth is not an accessory, it's a necessity. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We do a segment from time to time called Here's What You Didn't Hear on the Show. We just did Monday School a second ago, realizing it's Tuesday. That's not the big part of that you missed on the show. Gavin just asked me what question.
I was like, were you a little bit out of breath in the last half of that Monday School?
I was, because here's what you didn't hear on the show is, as we went into that, I realized I had printed my paper out, which I write Monday School on. But between my office and the printer is the toaster where I make a bagel. And I got sidetracked making said bagel and never went and got my printer. So as we went into that segment, I'm like, so Betty Rock, you and I go to the same church, right? And then I just ran out of the room.
And I had no idea what was going on. Like, you didn't even realize you hadn't printed off your Monday School until the said break. And so I'm like, how long do I have to keep talking? Yes, we go to the same church.
Because we're not in the same room. Like, I couldn't even tell her. I just left. And so I'm sure she's like, okay, did he quit? Like, what is going on? And so that is why, if you were listening and you're like, wow, Wally sounds out of breath talking about the armor of the Lord, it's because I had to run 50 feet and run as fast as I could. And I burned my bagel. So there you go. That's what you didn't hear on the show today. It's hard to believe, but despite the pandemic, the real estate market is still hot. Hey, it's Wally, and my friends 4 houses down from me had 8 offers and sold their house in just 4 hours. That is shocking, but it's also a great reminder that it isn't all bad, and if you're looking for a house, you have to be prepared to move quickly. That's just one of the things I love about United Faith Mortgage. Besides being faith-based and family-owned, they are very nimble and can help you not miss out on the home of your dreams in a fast-paced real estate market. United Faith Mortgage Mortgage can also use their direct lender advantage to save you money in the process. So if you need a mortgage to get that new home, or you want to find out what your refinancing options are to redo your current home, United Faith Mortgage should be the first people you talk to. And I have a feeling they might even become the only people you talk to. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
I think most of us have read a Dr. Seuss book a time or two as a child, maybe like Green Eggs and Ham or Oh, the Places You Will Go.
Cover to cover, only book I've ever written or read is actually Dr. Seuss.
But what would it be like to hear a COVID version of Dr. Seuss?
Oh, okay.
A well-known author decided to take on that challenge. He wrote a Dr. Seuss-style story depicting two characters bantering over face masks.
Very timely for today.
Right. And then Mark Hamill, you know him as a well-known Star Wars actor. I don't know him as that. I don't really know who he was. But he was asked to read the story. Here, see what you think.
Before I hear another ask, I'll tell you why I'll wear no mask. 'Cause the Constitution gives me the right. And the straps on the mask are much too tight.
No. So I'm assuming that that is like a non, like he's pointing out what some people say, but it's a poem in favor of masks, correct?
Right. Yes. And also as Dr. Seuss.
Oh, exactly. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And if you've been watching the news, you know that it is just a frozen tundra across the country in a lot of places. Some places hitting like minus 40 degrees. It's insane. Ooh. And so I thought we'd do a thing called Feet of Cold. Like, look through your news feed. You probably have been seeing just your friends posting things. And I'd love to know some of the things you've seen in your feed, picture-wise or story-wise, that have been related to this cold snap. Like, for one, I found a thing in my Facebook feed last night. There's, you know, Jeep owners love to brag about owning Jeeps, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so much. But this was, there's a group in Spring Hill where I live. They're like Jeep group, and they put out a thing. Hey, if you're like a first responder, you know, a nurse or what have you, doctor, we will give you free rides in our Jeep to get you to work. I'm like, that's cool. Like, good on you guys, you know, like using your Jeeps finally for something other than showing off. I appreciate that. And so I thought that was actually a really cool thing. And so that came across my feed, but it got me to thinking there's probably so many other stories or pictures and stuff like that that people are sharing I'd love to have that conversation with you right now. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can call to be part of the show. No matter the weather, we're here with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to know what's in your feed that is related to all this cold weather that we got going on right now. I'm asking you to look through your feed and share with us a story that you've seen that's kind of centered around some of the cold weather we're all experiencing.
Yeah, well, I'm actually in sunny South Florida, so it's 85 degrees here, which is awesome. But
no, it's not. No, that's not awesome. No. That doesn't help me a bit. My feet are frozen.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm a little jealous because the pictures are pretty. This one in particular in my feed, the mom had gone out and picked flowers like during the warmer seasons, and she dried them and then she stuck them in the freezer into little ornament shaped things, and now she's hanging them on her tree, and she has pretty ornaments that look like ice crystals with flowers in them.
Well, that's very Pinteresty.
Is it a tree just out in her yard, or it's a Christmas tree?
Yes. So she puts them on the trees in her yard so that they're beautiful and they remind her of spring, she said.
I love that, man. Anything to start thinking of summer and spring right now would be fantastic.
Yes, I'm sure that's true for you guys.
I'm thinking about taking some of the wood here in the studio and making a fire. It's that cold.
Maybe that's not a great idea.
What do you got?
Frozen bowling balls.
Okay, now I've seen the frozen egg yolk where they crack the egg and before it even hits, it freezes, which is pretty impressive.
Wow, yeah.
So what are frozen balloon balls?
Well, you fill the balloons with water and add a few drops of food coloring, and then they freeze overnight in the snow. Then you cut the balloon off and it's a frozen ball.
Oh, I bet that's kind of pretty. Wow, my voice got super high there.
Okay, well, go ahead and look at it, because it is pretty neat.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It is mind blown. And this is where we give you information, knowledge, because knowledge is power, for you to blow people's minds and be the smartest person in the room, or at least the most interesting.
Everybody loves that person.
Of course they do. Of course they do. I'm that person, you know? And so everybody loves
me. I know.
Here we go. This is your mind blown. There are 1,600 Chili's locations. Ooh. I mean, that would be a little impressive just to know that fact. But then you throw this in. What do they all have in common? All right. So what do you think all those Chili's have in common? Lady Rock?
I think they all make the best, hands down, skillet queso to ever walk the planet.
Really? I have not had that yet. I do like their queso and their bottomless chips for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
That is not it. Because it's so subjective. Other people would contend that.
Yeah, but those people are
contest
dumb.
Contest that. Okay, there is that. Gavin.
Okay, so a lot of restaurants, if you say, hey, it's my birthday, they might come out and sing happy birthday to you. I think every Chili's actually has a staff member that is hired to be the birthday song singer. So every time it's someone's birthday, that kid comes out, belts it out for them.
And the kid that has perfect pitch, like they really did hire him for that. That would be a great idea. That's a perfect world, but we don't live in that world, but that would be fantastic. No, every Chili's location has a picture inside the building hanging upside down. One picture hung upside down. Do you want to know why?
Again,
you're interested. You're tracking with me, Rock. If I was to walk away from this conversation right now, you would feel empty. Your life would be a shell. You would feel hollow because you need this information.
Okay, I don't want to know anymore. I don't want to know anymore.
Please, can I tell you? It is. They say it's for good luck. So every Chili's has a picture somewhere in it upside down. And so here's what you do. Next time you're at Chili's with your family and you need a little peace and quiet at the table because your kids are going nuts, send them on a scavenger hunt. Go find the upside down photo and report back to me where it is. That would be a great use of time and give you a split second to just enjoy your friends that you're with for that day.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.